This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a Thursday edition of The Drive right here, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz back in the fold after a day off yesterday. Why'd you need a day off?
I just didn't feel great yesterday, but we got through it.
What was the issue health-wise?
I had some stomach issues, some stomach problems. Just wasn't feeling good in the morning and reached out to Jason Duda. He said, well, I need to know now because I got to he's super important, obviously, so he had to get
Why do you say that about Duda? Anybody would want an answer. Why pick on Duda?
Well, he's just an important guy. He's got meetings and appointments to move around and schedule.
He's taken off in his career. Good for him.
Oh, yeah, he's doing great.
Oh, no, seriously. I'm proud of the kid.
He's a charming fellow.
Now, do you really think that, or are you just
saying that? I think people warm up to Duda. I think people generally like him. He's an outgoing, personable, friendly type.
Fun to do the show with him. I miss him today.
Well, good. I'll call him up. Bring him in. I'll happily step aside.
Really?
Sure.
No, you won't.
Why wouldn't
That's
I?
That's not how you work. 869-1240, the I Got It Tad's Locker Room Hotline. Andrew Hamling is here to answer the phones today with Max Power and the engineer. He's running the board, doing the blogging. Who does the blogging?
Blogging?
Oh, that's Andrew that does the blogging. Max, what the heck are you doing over there? You're typing. I don't know what any of these people do.
Oh, well.
Shouldn't I know that?
Not really. Doesn't matter.
Shouldn't that be not to be overbearing, but shouldn't that be run through me?
Calm down.
Do I need a little bit more control over the show?
Just relax, please.
What do you mean just relax?
Just relax. I know you think you're joking, but there's some seriousness behind every joke, so I didn't need you to relax.
So you think, actually, that I'm over here thinking I need to have a little more control?
I think so,
You think I need to know what Andrew Hamling's doing at every
I honestly
moment.
Believe that
Andrew,
you feel
do you
that
believe
way.
That for a minute that I care?
I believe
but
that you do.
This guy does. Let me tell you something. I don't care what any of them do. I just want them to have fun.
Are they having fun?
To come in here and have fun, enjoy this show for 2 hours, get some reward from what they're doing to help the show, and then go about their evening.
All right, next, what are we going to talk about today?
What do you have?
I don't know.
We got a good NFL game tonight, which
I'm
looking forward
to. I saw the Shocker
to.
Game, but we're a little late on that.
What do you mean?
Well, it's 2 days after. You guys, I'm sure, broke it down a little bit
yesterday.
Well, we're
going to talk to Paul Sullentrop at 425. He could not be on the show yesterday. And I said because of that, because we were having trouble reaching him, I proclaimed that he was banned from the show.
But now he's on today.
Well, I did find out that he was touring the White House.
Touring the White House?
With the team.
Was he with, what's his name, who got suspended? Jim Acosta?
He was in the White House shortly after that incident.
I bet that wasn't tense. Not that he was with the same people.
Well, they were in different areas.
Of course, but still, what a bizarre event.
So Paul got to meet the president, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who set up the meeting. And we'll get his thoughts.
Wait, he met the president?
Of course he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes. The Shockers met the president yesterday. Are you paying attention at all?
I didn't know they met the president. I thought they just went to see Mike Pompeo.
Well, they did, but Pompeo got a meeting, short meeting with the president.
After the Jim Acosta. Oh, boy.
And before the firing of Jeff Sessions. It was a busy day, and in all that turmoil, there was a meeting. With President Trump.
Did he call Paul the enemy of the people? Did that go down? Did anything like that?
I have no idea what was said. We'll get the firsthand account from Paul Sullentrop at 425.
Looking forward to it.
He was in the White House.
It's crazy.
I've never been in the White House.
I think I have, but don't quote
me on
that.
No, wait a minute. When do you think you were in the
White
House?
Well, we went to see the Eagles in D.C. And I think we might have gone in the White House.
Wait a minute.
I think. Or one of the other times.
If you know, if you, you don't
remember. No, it wasn't that time. It was the time we went before.
You don't remember being in the White House?
I remember being in front of the White House. I remember touring some other places, but I'm not sure if we went in the White House.
How would a guy not know?
I want to say we did.
You want to say you did?
I want to say we did.
Yet you don't remember.
No, I don't.
How would you not remember being in the White House?
I just don't remember.
How old were you?
Probably, let's see, would have been about 17.
Wait a minute. You were 17, which means this would have been
the year 2000-ish.
18, 19 years ago.
Oh, here's what I remember.
And you don't remember whether you were in the White House.
Juan Encarnacion was playing for the Orioles at the time, or the Marlins, one of the two.
You don't remember who Juan Encarnacion was?
He hit a grand slam the day we
saw. What do you remember?
I remember. Well,
why would you have been in the White House for the tour?
Oh, he was playing for the Tigers. No, we just went.
Was this a school trip?
No, we went. That was our family vacation that year. We went to D.C. The next time, we only stayed for that day for the Eagles concert, so we didn't get to do much. But I'm pretty sure we were in the White House. And Juan Encarnacion, I'll find the grand slam.
You know what? If you don't remember being in the White House, there's a dang good chance you weren't in the White House.
It's possible.
You weren't in the White House. That's what I'm taking from this story.
You don't think so?
This is a look at me moment for you.
No, it's not.
And you don't even have the goods.
I'm pretty sure we were in the White House.
Well, the tour of the White House takes a fairly significant amount of time from what I've been told. You would remember that.
Yeah, maybe. I'm still trying
what
to find
an embarrassing.
I'm still trying
where's
to
Duda when you
find the
him?
Game we went to. Juan Encarnacion hit a grand slam.
I have no faith in anything you're selling right now. I doubt that happened.
No, that happened.
I know you didn't go to the White House.
No, Juan Encarnacion hit a grand slam. I'm just trying to figure out what year it was against the Orioles.
I've been to Camden Yards. I was thinking about this last night when I was watching the Lakers. Give me an NBA arena, and I'll tell you if I've been in it. Because I've been in quite a few, it occurs to me. So go ahead.
Hold on. Have you been in Bankers Life Fieldhouse?
Yes.
When?
That was my last NCAA tournament. That's the last NCAA tournament shocker game I covered was there.
Have you been in the American Airlines Center?
Where's that?
Dallas.
Yes.
Haven't been in that one.
Give me another
one. I have. Saw Don Henley there.
Give me another one.
Quicken Loans Arena.
Where?
Cleveland.
Yes.
Saw the Eagles there. Wells Fargo Center. Philadelphia.
No.
Saw the Eagles
Never
there.
Been to Philadelphia. One of the cities.
You've been to the Staples Center.
Yes.
Saw the Eagles there. United Center in Chicago.
Yes.
Haven't been there.
Saw the Eagles there and covered NCAA tournaments there.
You've been to Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
You've been to the Oracle Arena in Oakland. Maybe
yes.
You haven't.
Yes.
When?
On our way to Hawaii.
That game was in San Jose, that Warriors game.
I've been to the Oracle Arena for an NCAA tournament. I know I've been.
You
I've
haven't.
Been
you'd re- again. You, that's one you'd remember.
No, I've been to San Jose and I've been to the Oracle Arena.
I don't think you have.
Next,
we're gonna scratch that one. Have you been to Moda Center in Portland, formerly the Rose Garden?
Yes.
When?
Covered the NCAA tournament there. Shockers played there.
Have you been to the AT&T Center, formerly the Alamo Dome?
Yes.
In San Antonio, maybe it's a different arena. Have you been to Chesapeake Energy Arena in Oklahoma City?
Of course.
Saw the Eagles there.
Give me some more.
Toyota Center in Houston.
I may run the table. What is it?
Toyota Center
no.
in Houston. State Farm Arena in Atlanta.
No.
Or Phillips Arena it was before.
Oh, yeah, Phillips Arena.
It's a Talking Stick Resort in Phoenix.
That's where they play now?
Apparently.
No.
The Spectrum Center in Charlotte.
No.
Vivint Smart Home Arena in Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been there. Palace of Auburn Hills.
No.
Or Little Caesars Arena in Detroit now.
No, I've been to Ford Field for the NCAA tournament.
That's all. I don't know. Sleep Train. Sacramento.
No.
That's all I got.
I've been to a bunch of them.
Have you been to...
Never been to the Barclays Center.
The Fisher Forum in Milwaukee. Not formerly the Bradley Center. I think that's a new arena.
I've never been there.
What is the oldest NBA arena?
The oldest NBA arena. Well, Madison Square Garden.
It's the second oldest.
Renovated. Second oldest would be... That's a tough one.
No, that's the second oldest.
Really?
Yeah.
There's one older.
There's a building that's been up longer than Madison Square Garden.
Wow. That's...
By 2 years.
That doesn't even make any sense to me.
It doesn't.
What is it?
The Oracle Arena.
You're kidding.
It was built in 1966. The only NBA arenas not built this century are those two, American Airlines Arena in Miami, Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Capital One Arena in D.C., seeing the Eagles there, the Moda Center, Pepsi Center, Quicken Loans Arena, and a few others.
Into your mic. I can barely even hear you.
You can hear me fine.
I can't even hear you.
Then you're old. I don't know what to tell you.
869-1240, we'd love to hear from you. As stated, a good NFL game on tap tonight and a good show on tap for you as well. Paul Sillentrop at 425, the Orr Nissan Picks at 525, and at 540 today we'll talk to Dylan Schmidt, the football coach at Andale. They have a heck of a quarterfinal game coming up this weekend in Andale, I believe. I believe it's a home game against unbeaten Scott City.
That's a heck of
both
a game.
Both teams unbeaten going into that game. Now, you're soon to be a quasi-Andale resident. I believe that will be your zip code will be an Andale zip code. Am I right about that? Do you know that yet?
I have no idea.
Well, but you'll live very close to Andale, right? 5 miles?
I guess.
Will you get into
We haven't committed to that, so I don't...
Oh, you're committed.
Have not committed.
You're committed. Will you, if this move happens, will you become an Andale fan?
No.
Why?
Couldn't care less about high school football.
Really?
Wait, did I just say that?
What do you care about athletically?
The high levels of sports.
Only the pro levels.
MLB,
you don't care
NBA,
about City League basketball.
NFL. I love City League basketball.
Well, then I've already discounted you.
No, you haven't.
Nothing you say carries any meaning.
I never said I didn't care about City League basketball.
You said I only care about the high levels.
Well, that's what I care about the most.
That's not what you said.
That's what I like. The top levels.
So don't only professional.
Yeah, those are my. If you had to rank the top three, it'd be MLB, NBA, NFL, and then from there, who knows?
So, college basketball is behind all of those.
Correct.
College football is behind all of them.
Oh yeah.
Shocking.
Why?
I don't get it. Here's Doug. Doug, you're first up today.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Real good.
Hey, I want to say something about college basketball in today's world. Okay, so we got this Duke supposedly super team. Does anybody really care about? To me, it's just you got Duke, Kentucky, Kansas, and Michigan State in the Champions Classic. I call it the Cheaters Classic because then players just went to the highest bidder. And that's not college basketball. Them players are one and done and they're gone. Why don't they make a league for them kids to go to that pay them kids and be done with it so we can get on to the real college basketball that is out there? It's just, I don't know, it's just irritating to me that this Adidas thing and they're bidding for these players and it doesn't.
What's your solution? I need a solution. I hear the frustration.
My son said something about the NBA was trying to put together like a G League for some of these kids to go play in and pay them $125,000 for that first year, and then they would be eligible for the draft the next year. Maybe that's the solution because they're only going to college so they can get to the next step because by rule they're not old enough to play. playing the NBA. Right?
So what's the purpose of college athletics, really? What is it, Doug? What are we doing with college athletics?
It used to be that these kids actually, so a lot of these kids would come and go to school and get a college degree. And because, honestly, you've seen the commercial, and I agree with it 100%. What is it, 1% of all college athletes actually make it to a professional level? And if they don't get that college degree, what happens? You know, they're just normal, everyday people that have to go get jobs, right? And that was the purpose of college athletics, was to try to help these kids and you know, let them play a sport for our entertainment, and they can get a college degree at the same time. I don't know. Thanks. It's just frustrating to me.
Thanks. So the heyday of college athletics, in my opinion, was when these athletes went to college and stayed through their senior year.
What's the point?
But that's not fair to the athlete. If they have the ability to better their lives and go on and play at a professional level, then what right do colleges and universities have to stop that? But I say again, the heyday of college athletics was when athletes stayed for their full 4 years.
I don't know, man. College athletics are pretty okay now.
Yeah, but listen, man.
Listen, man.
Don't ever say the word man to me in a conversation again.
Well, you just think the heyday is
college,
50 years ago, no matter what it is.
College basketball used to produce superstars in the game of college basketball.
Still does.
Now those stars move on after a year, and they infiltrate the pro game, whereas college basketball used to have its own set of star players.
You don't think Zion Williamson could go play in the NBA right now and be productive? So why does he need a year of college?
Some people don't necessarily.
Some people need three. Some people need
and
four.
I'm not saying that he should be in college. I'm not proposing it. See, you don't get the nuance of conversations. What I'm saying is that the best era of college athletics was during the era where athletes stayed for 4 years. Simply, you can't dispute that.
Yeah,
but it wasn't fair to the athlete. It's not fair to say you've got to be here.
Well, they could have left.
Now, baseball has a system where if you go to a Division I baseball school, you are not eligible to be drafted until after your junior year or after 3 years.
3 years, age 21, basically.
So that rule seems to be okay. They lose a lot of players to the draft before they ever go to college.
Right.
So what would be holding – listen, we're probably never going to get this fixed. I'm just telling you because I was here to see it. The best times in college sports were when you had the players who stayed in college for a while.
I don't know about that.
No, it's absolutely true.
No, it's not. You can't just make a blanket statement like that, and it's not true. Athletes, freshmen now are just as good as any senior when you were watching college.
Well, that's absolutely ridiculous.
It isn't ridiculous.
You need experience.
LeBron didn't need experience.
Okay, that's one.
Kevin Garnett didn't need a whole lot of experience.
He needed some time. Go look at his numbers early on. He needed some time to develop.
Yeah, but he was in the NBA as an 18-year-old.
Most of these guys would be better served to play college basketball. Most of them. There are rare circumstances where they're ready immediately.
Well, a lot of guys are now. Whether that's good or bad, a lot of basketball players are ready early. We don't see a whole lot of guys who are elite-level college players really start to struggle early on in their NBA career that badly.
I think we do.
Luka Doncic, I believe, is the leading scorer for the Dallas Mavericks. Now, he didn't come out of college, but he's 19 years old. And again, a guy who didn't need a whole lot of time to be a productive NBA player.
What about Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah, he's settling into what he was going to be anyway.
Yeah, I think he would have been better served for another year of college.
Maybe.
I think there are a lot of guys like that.
But would Joel Embiid have? He's improved as he's been in the NBA. So sometimes you need that coaching, MBA coaching, MBA medical attention, MBA whatever.
I don't think you get the coaching in the NBA that you get at the college level.
Oh, please.
You're playing all the time in the NBA.
Yeah, but you're getting coached.
And what do you mean? College, you're practicing every day.
You practice every day in the NBA.
That's false.
You do. Of course you practice.
That's false.
No, it's not.
It's absolutely false.
You think
false.
They don't practice?
They practice, but they play every day. They play three or four times a week.
And then they practice.
And then they're going to practice every other day.
Yeah.
You're crazy. They don't do that, Jeff.
They do practice a lot.
You don't.
And they
here's
do
the thing about you.
Walkthroughs and shootarounds.
Here's the thing about
you. You don't think they practice.
I think they practice, but they don't play four times a week and practice the other three.
They probably practice two of those three.
Oh, brother. Here's Jim. I don't know. Jim?
You gave me a new handle the other night. Are you there?
What do we call you? Oh, you're talking to Andrew?
I got a new handle. My name is 1935 Jim.
There you go. Well, how about if we just shorten it to Jim 35?
Jim 35, that's good too.
All right, we'll go with that.
Anyway, to add to the Marshall lament in the Beagle this morning, I watched the first half of the KU game. And it was like watching the Warriors and the Thunder. And I turned on 22 to look at the radar, Cox 22, and the Shocker game was on. So I watched that. You know what that was like watching? Back in the Henry and Gym, the gym was on in the middle, and the art building was on the west, and the stadium was on the east. And it was the first year of Ralph Miller and Cleo Littleton. And they were kind of playing fresh. They had a freshman game first and then a varsity game. And looking at those freshmen, it looked like Wichita State Tuesday night.
Which freshman are you talking about?
What's that?
Which freshman are you talking about, Jim? The Shocker freshman?
Yeah, the Shocker freshman back in 51 or some year like that.
What?
That's what Wichita State looked like Tuesday night.
So they look like the Shocker freshmen from 1951.
That's what they look
like. I doubt it, but you never know, Jim.
But you know you can go prove that because they got that on film someplace.
I'm probably
even on film down there in the Derby Museum if you go look.
Thanks, Jim. Here's my goal, to find that game on film from 1951. And juxtapose it to the game the other night.
I doubt it's at all similar. And I don't mean to take Jim too literally, but come on, Jim.
Don't be knocking Jim 35.
Come on.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know.
Who do you think you are?
That call just angered me today. Jim usually is good for some humor, some lightheartedness, but today, no, Jim.
Who do you think you are?
I bet the 1951 Shockers looked nothing like the 2018
Shocker. To Jim, they did. And it's up to interpretation. Good for you, Jim. Back in a moment with Paul Sullentrop. We'll get his thoughts on Wichita State basketball and his thoughts on his time spent in the White House yesterday. Stay with us. This is The Drive on KFH.
We're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice. Not a game. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We're talking about practice, man.